Hey, grown-ups, how would you like to pay your old imaginary friends a visit? Better yet, why not bring them to the movies to see If in theaters May 17th? Written and directed by John Krasinski and also starring Ryan Reynolds, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, and the voices of many more familiar favorites, If is the story of a girl who can see everyone's imaginary friends and her quest to reunite them with their imaginators. Bring the whole family to see If in theaters May 17th. I'm pretty sure imaginary friends get in for free. If. In theaters, May 17th.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups. Power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Mindy, are you in here in the dark?
91, 92, 93.
Mindy, why are all the lights off?
110, 15. Ah, Garaz, you made me lose count.
Lose count of what? You can't even see anything in here. It's pitch black.
I was counting my steps, seeing how many it takes for me to tiptoe to the refrigerator.
Well, let me turn on the lights so you can at least see where you're walking. Here we go.
Dad, turn the lights back off. This is how I'm training for the Midnight Snacking Olympics.
That's a thing?
Yeah, the biggest event of the year for the snacking community.
The what?
Listen, if I'm even going to have a chance at winning that lifetime supply of snacks, I gotta buckle down, perfect my midnight sneak, you know?
No, I don't know. Well, if you're gonna be tiptoeing through your kitchen in the dark, at least carry a flashlight with you.
Light.
Huh?
You just reminded me about the theme of today's Two What's in a Wow. Come on, we've got a game show to do.
Oh, right. Cue the microwave.
Clean out the fridge.
And release the fireflies in 3, 2, 1.
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after dressing up in a costume and begging strangers for free candy, it's
Two What's and a Wow.
Wowzers, it's time for another enlightening round of Two What's and a Wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats. The category for today is light. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with 3 scientific statements about light. But only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other 2, just a couple of made-up whats.
Okay, enough keeping you in the dark. Let's get started. Which of the following statements about light is a true scientific wow? Is it A, scientists found a way to make cats glow?
Or is it B, you can roast a marshmallow using 100 glow sticks?
Or is it C, the very first light bulbs ever invented still work?
Think you know the answer? Don't ignore the light bulb above your head. Write it down, sneak into the kitchen, and hang it on the fridge.
We're going to give you a quick break to give you a chance to think. And when we come back, we'll find out if your wow is the winning wow.
Two What's in a Wow, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd. But we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Okay, wowzers, enough of the suspense. It is now time to reveal the winning wow. But before we do, let's do a lightning quick review.
We gave you three statements about light and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow. Was it A, scientists found a way to make cats glow?
Or was it B, you can roast a marshmallow using 100 glow sticks?
Or was it C, the very first light bulbs ever invented still work?
Joining us by phone with the answer to today's question is George from St. Louis, Missouri. George, what's the wow?
Hi, my name is George Daly. I live in St. Louis, Mo. And my wow is that fluorescent cats exist.
Winner, winner, cold pizza for dinner.
George, that is correct. Wowzers, if you guessed A, that scientists have found a way to make cats glow, you found the winning wow. Congratulations.
Scientists have actually found a way to make fluorescent cats, meaning that they glow under certain kinds of light.
Glowing cats?
Glowing cats, Guy Raz. Researchers at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota have managed to make a fluorescent feline by inserting a special glowing molecule into the cat's genomes.
Where did they get a thing like that?
Well, Guy Raz, they nabbed it from these jellyfish that glow green naturally out in the ocean. And when scientists take that glow-causing gene out of the jellyfish and put it into the cat, they get a light-up kitty. Their coats, claws, whiskers, noses, and tongues all glowed green under blue light. Kind of brings a whole new meaning to the compliment, "You're glowing, huh?"
I'm definitely going to be seeing cats in a new light after this. As for the rest of the answers, if you chose B or C, those are still pretty bright guesses.
If you chose B, while you cannot roast a marshmallow using glow sticks, you might be better off eating ice cream by the light of a glow stick. Glow sticks are actually the only man-made light source that produce light without noticeable heat.
And if you guessed option C, you weren't far off. While the very first light bulbs from the 1800s are no longer functional, there was a neon light from the 1930s found still burning after being switched on during the Great Depression. It burned for 77 years, and the electric bill came to $17,000.
Shocking. Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they want?
Well, Mindy, all of our contestants today will be taking home their very own invisible cat-to-human translator.
With this device, you can seamlessly translate human words to meows or vice versa. No more wondering what your cat really thinks about dogs or where they'd like to be scratched. You can just ask a cat.
Does this mean I can ask your sleigh cats to stop using my Zen sand garden as a litter box?
You know it. And with this translator, they'll be able to understand you too. But I can't promise they'll listen.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today. But before we go, we have one last scientific challenge for you.
We call it Operation Glow with the Flow.
Certain materials are more opaque than others, meaning they block light from going through.
If something is opaque, it doesn't let any light through. If something is transparent, it lets all light through. And if something is translucent, it lets some light through.
Wowzers, we challenge you to go on a hunt around your house for opaque, transparent, and translucent objects. So grab a flashlight, shine it behind a few items, and take note of the amount of light that shines through.
Be sure to get creative and try out lots of different materials. A blanket, a book, a window, your own hand, a t-shirt, a thinner t-shirt, an even thinner t-shirt, an even thinner...
Okay, Mindy, let's let them get to work.
Right. And when you finish this challenge, tell us what you find. Maybe something surprised you, maybe something made a cool pattern. Grown-ups, you can upload photos and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
And be sure to check back on Friday for a brand new episode of Two What's and a Wow.
Until then,
keep on wowing! Two What's and a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Our writers team is made up of Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, and Heba Gouda.
Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer. Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team. And Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two What's in a Wow is now a book. Find the Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook wherever books are sold, or visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info.
And if you'd like to become a member of the World Organization of Wowzers, where you can get an autographed picture of me and Mindy, an exclusive t-shirt, magnifying goggles, special activities for each episode, and much more, visit tinkercast.com to find out how.
And for more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening. Now go forth and find your wow.
Two What's in the Wow is made by Tinkercast.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.